From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Producer price index, what do we see?
What do we see? Yeah, let's talk about producer price inflation. So, look, this is still an inflation indicator. It's just got a different focus from, you know, what we normally look at, which is consumer price inflation or CPI. So the CPI measures changes in the price of a basket of goods that you or I might purchase or a listener might purchase. But the PPI focuses on producers of goods and services. So it looks at the input costs, you know, what they have to buy to do that work, and the prices received for their output. So, you know, that might be a service, it might be a widget or whatever, but it gives an insight also into how producers of those goods and services are dealing with price changes. Now, in the September quarter, prices received by those producers increased by 1.6% compared to the June quarter. Now, the previous reading was 2.4%, so it has declined. That's good. But in the same quarter, the prices paid by those producers for their input cost increased 0.8%. So you got a 1.6 on one side and a 0.8 on the other. So in a very simplistic sense, prices received for what they sold grew by more than the input costs, which implies that their margins increased. Now, before the chorus of calls of profiteering rings out, I do want to point out that for the last two quarters, the reverse has been the case. So producers, again, in a simplistic sense, we've got the implication that they were actually absorbing some of those cost increases. So maybe there's a little bit of catch up here. Now, there's some intriguing details in the numbers. Electricity and gas supply industry had significant price decreases. That was due to favorable generation conditions, lots of water out there in the hydro system. But let's just look at the farm expenses index. Some eye-catching numbers here. On average, for all farm types, expenses were 15% higher than a year ago. That's the largest annual increase since that series began in 1992. So farmers are experiencing far higher inflationary pressures than the general population. But at the bottom line, Mike, is PPI inflation is still running at very high annual levels. It's at 8.8%. It's falling. It was 9.8% at its high, but still very high, still problematic for the Reserve Bank.
Exactly. And that's before we come to wage rises.
Oh my gosh, yes. So this is the countdown pay award. Now, there's news released yesterday of the final agreement on this countdown pay award, and a great outcome for workers. But look, it does raise questions. Now, Countdown, large supermarket chain owned by Woolworths, they've announced a 19% pay rise for workers. I'll say that again, 19%. Now, it is over 2 years. Now, it's 12% in the first year. Now, that had been discussed previously. That was talked about. And 7% in the following year. And there are further benefits in the award as well that arguably lift that 19%, I suppose, in gross terms. I think it's $4 per hour pay rise, essentially. So, as you say, fantastic outcome for workers. But you would assume that Countdown believe that this will deliver productivity benefits over time. They'll get, you know, they will retain workers, raise the skill level of those workers, and you get that productivity benefits there. But it raises the sort of uncomfortable question of how this is funded. I mean, how does Countdown pay for the increased cost? And thinking about this from an inflation point of view, does that feed into higher prices at the checkout? And is this evidence of that wage price spiral that the RBNZ is trying to curtail? But I just want to go back to a week or two ago. The owner of Woolworths, as I said, Countdown Australia, did tell investors that their first half earnings before interest and tax would be a lot lower. So they're guiding to 130 million, same period last year, 200 million. And that's resulting from the combination of lower sales and materially higher wage inflation. In other words, Countdown in the short term is absorbing some of this cost increase, but it does shine a light on that wage price spiral. Yep. And, you know, you have to ask the question that will companies over time be able to absorb all of those costs?
Correct. There's too much of it going on. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones at the moment, let's call it flat, 33,554. The S&P 500 is down about 20 points, 3938. That's about 0.5%. And the NASDAQ down 0.43%, 11,135. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 5 points, 7346. The Nikkei lost 98 points. That's about 0.35%, 27,930. Shanghai Composite down 5. 3115. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 13 points, so a small rise, 7135, and we gained 0.57% on the NZX 50, 64 points, 11,294. Kiwi dollar a little bit lower today. That's due to a stronger US dollar. The Fed talking tough overnight. 0.61 against the US dollar, 0.9148 against the Aussie, 0.5897 euro, 0.5161 pounds, 85.63 Japanese yen. Gold is lower, $1,758.32, but so also to end the week is Brent crude.
Good.
And it's under 90 bucks, $89.83.
We'll take it. Have a good weekend. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.